Hi.
Good evening.
Welcome to Skype. This is Finn Johansson here.
Are you live?
That's right. Live as I'll ever be.
And that's born saying, live. That's saying something. Well, let's crack into it straight away, shall we? And I've come up with what I think is your theme this week, and I think it might be very cool, great style.
Very cool, great style. I like that. Well, there's nothing uncool or unstylish about this next one, Karen. We've been taken straight to New Zealand for this one via Berlin. Up first, we got this Noah Slee track from the new album, It Takes a Village. But this track I want to have you listen to today, it was a single featured in the lead up to this release. It's called Golden, and I'm quite frankly stunned that RNZ hasn't been all over this one, but you and I can do the honors tonight. Ooh, yeah. So Noah Slee, living in Berlin, and that must do something to the tunes, but you know his delivery in the verses is very Shefu Navigator, which places it firmly in like a classic Aotearoa R&B soul hip-hop framework. And you got to watch the video, I reckon, if you like this song, or even if you don't like this song, because you'll listen to it again when you watch the video, and you're going to change your mind, just FYI. So yeah, the video, total freaking feast. And Joy Denolane has this, who's featuring on this song. I learned the full version of that word, featuring. She's got this kind of Jada Pinkett Smith and Magic Mike XXL energy. And she really anchors the song. One thing you might have noticed, if you have seen the video, is that there's a post-credits sequence, which I initially thought was part of the song, but like isn't. So that's a good incentive to watch the video as well.
Why? I didn't watch it that far.
More content.
Oh, I see the post-credit sequence. Yeah, it's got an add-on bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, I like it. You know, music videos these days, they're like, oh, it's a short film. You know, they bookend it with all sorts these days.
I actually thought that the track itself was missing something without that. I thought it was more fully rounded with that ending the track.
I agree with you. Maybe it's something to be said for having a radio edit. It's almost like listening to an abridged audiobook. It's like, who wants a radio edit? So once again, big incentive to check out that video. And this is Noah Slee with Golden.
Break it down and reveal itself. Maybe it wasn't even meant to happen, but we grew apart and our connection thinned out. Independent thinking, emotional strings from every corner. Trying to unlearn these behaviors, sometimes it's right in front of our eyes. Could it be more obvious that I have a change of heart? Sifting through the trauma. In my childhood, all an extension of those memories. No doubt I will hold every moment, confront or bury we growing in these moments. Seems to be a void at times, a continuous effort to extract our lives. I wish it could be more straightforward. Sometimes it ain't what you expect or what you wanted. So let me break it down one time. Gotta live with every repercussion sometimes. I'm done with waiting in line. I'm telling you to go ahead and live that life. Could it be more obvious that I have a change of heart? Sifting through the drama, yeah. Till I'm left with golden, yeah. Pieces that will stand up, yeah. Stand the test of time. Sifting through the drama, yeah. Till I'm left with golden, yeah. Pieces that will stand up, yeah. Stand the test of time. Stand the test
of
time.
Peace until after the moment. Maybe I'm still learning how to own it. Or maybe we were beautiful in someone's eye. Fighting like we're cats and dogs. It's gonna be the last to draw. Bittersweet, yeah, I got what I wanted. And I hope it was worth your time.
inspires you to love the things that hold me lately.
RNZ National, Out Lately with Finn Johansson, picking the tunes tonight. And next up, Finn, is, he's from Melbourne, this guy, Harvey Sutherland.
Yeah, is this where you got the part of the character arc for tonight, which was very cool?
Very cool. Great style.
Yeah. Yes, and we're in Melbourne for this one. And it's a Melbourne awash in twitchy 90s bowling alley animations and neurotic zigzags and amorphous neon blobs. This is Slackers from the album Boy by Harvey Sutherland. I don't know. This made me definitely... Oh, my God, the dog is coming in my room. Don't acknowledge the dog, Finn. This song made me feel...
What's the dog going to do?
Jolene is just like, you can't hug her is my main problem because she's like liquid dog. And when I came back home after a couple of weeks away, she wasn't happy to see me and I don't think she missed me. So it really sounds like a me problem.
Jolene.
Good name for a dog, eh? And then you can be like, I'm begging of you, please don't eat that thing on the ground. She does that. She eats. I can't even tell you all the things that she thinks is food because it's gross.
Yeah, well, dogs do that. So Harvey Sutherland, he's from Melbourne. He, and I love the fact that on Bandcamp he acknowledges that he's on Wurundjeri land.
Yeah, props to the Pākehā of Australia for, you know, acknowledging that stuff when they do it. You see a lot of indie music, eh, in Australia, yes. And they're like, we're on stolen land.
Total. Well, Wurundjeri, it's just I was interested in what tribe was there and had a look at where the boundaries of it were.
Oh.
Around Melbourne.
Cool. What's the result? What did you find?
Just what I told you.
Around Melbourne.
Yes.
Nice research, Karen.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Okay, Harvey Sutherland and the track's called Slackers.
Take it away.
Yeah.
RNZ National from Wurundjeri land. That's Harvey Sutherland and Slackers. And I love something on Twitter that he said. He says, my album is out. Excited to share new music. Of a little confronting seeing my face everywhere. I guess I brought that upon myself.
Yeah, he said something like, let me find this. He said, this is in the realm of emotional oversharing for his music. And I wonder if he thinks that's true for that song. And if so, I'd love to be able to decipher his secret feelings here.
On the subject of emotional oversharing, although that really isn't what this next track's about, I'd say that this next track is epic in the true sense of the word. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, this next song is by Japanese artist Haru Nemuri, and it's called Kick in the World, open parenthesis, deconstructed, close parenthesis. And it's from the new album Shunka Ryogen, or Spring Fire Lighting the Field Ablaze, as it roughly translates to. And this song was actually the title track of a 2018 album, but it didn't have the deconstructed tag on the end. And I say it in a French accent, a very good French accent, I might add, because it's a nod to Jacques Derrida, who pioneered his concept of deconstruction. But I don't get it, at least not with my mega Googling about this song. But it's very similar to the 2018 version, albeit a little different. And the chorus is so much more slappy on this one. I love it. And in case you're wondering what she says in the chorus, it's kick in the world, which I think is the perfect way to say that line. Great line.
Yeah, epic. It's got everything going for it. Let's hear it. It's Haru Nemuri and Kick in the World, deconstructed. 僕の秘密の花園に花は咲かない。ママには見えない色の宝石で溢れてる。例えば君の眼差しの光、あの子の髪のシャンプーの匂い。初めて目を開けたあの日、ロックンロール、トロマンス。焼け焦げた地平線に立って僕ら、すぐに憎んでしまうから。 心臓のBPMで壊しては初めて、なだらかな地球儀、不揃いな僕らを刻む。 Kick in the world! Kick in the world! Kick in the world! Kick in the
その用意はできているか。僕はいつでもここで君を待っている。天国も地獄もすり抜けて、果ての果てその果てまで君と行こう。
Haru Nemuri and Kickin' the World Deconstructed, and that's got such a rock and roll video with it too, Finn.
I never saw the video.
Yeah, it's good. Great looking band.
Dang it. I like the way the drummer pumps you up at the start of each like bar of each line in the verse. It's like dunk, 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 and you think the mosh is about to go off, but then it stops doing that beat. I was always like, like every 5 seconds.
Do that again. What is that?
Oh my god! You know, like getting ready to throw down, to do a bit of head banging. I got the real curmudgeonly vibe today. Head banging, a little bit of head banging. I think I'm turning into a curmudgeon.
I thought that was my role.
I know. That's why we've got to keep it to the lane. What's my role? Wide-eyed wanderer.
Let's switch and go to this last country track, Cowgirl Giving, from a band called Flory.
Great name, great song name. This track is from Mayday Music, which is a benefit compilation for strike funds and artists. It was put together for Mayday, which is May the 1st. So, like, power to the workers. And check this out. Some other artists on the release are Trash Girl, Dolly Spartan, Double Grave, Moon by Moon, Full Body 2, Rivulets, Voorhees, and Gabbo. And this is not in order of notoriety. It's just band names I thought were fun.
And Scab.
Yeah, Scab.
Which is probably good for an International Workers' Day album, but not that kind of a Scab.
Yeah, I guess you've always got to have, it's like pro wrestling, you've got to have the heel, don't you? So maybe Scab is like the band where you're like, boo, and it makes all the other bands look better. Anyway, this is Flory. And you know how when you have 4 beers, you're like scientifically the best at playing pool and darts?
You might
Well, this
be.
Is like that. Well, this is like that. It kind of makes me think of Tonight's the Night, which I think is my favorite Neil Young album. And I'm aware if he had 4 of anything on that album, it was Bottles of Tequila. But the vibe is still comparable, especially like the almost spoken word parts, the electric guitar, even the length. Like, I would say it's laziness as a form of communication and laziness as art.
Good. I love it, especially as we go into the weekend. A bit of laziness wouldn't go astray.
No, not at all.
Well, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Karen. You know, as Flory says on this song, on the ground, the wind's shaking all my figs.